time is always against us, Julie. We never have enough. I mean, we've got 4 pages of information to go through. I don't know that we're halfway through the first page.
Oh, I think we did good, though. We shared some of the fun Arizona organic statistics. And, John, what I wanted to ask you, what's your wrap-up statement?
Yeah, regarding this ongoing debate, and we're not going to settle it here, but this ongoing discussion about conventional versus organic, I think is kind of a waste of time. I think the thing people need to focus on is that in our country, we are so blessed. We have the most abundant, affordable food supply that humanity's ever seen here in this country. And farmers, whether they be organic or conventional, put their level best into it. We follow the rules. We do things right here in the U.S. And that's why the crop that you see and the food that you see in your store and on your store shelves is just, you know, it's amazing. So, you know, do yourself and do your neighbors a favor. You know, don't be critical about one versus the other. And I think it's important that we just all eat a well-rounded and healthy diet and be thankful for what we have and worry about maybe some other things in life that we need to worry about.
Amen. And our membership in Arizona Farm Bureau is we represent conventional, organic, biotech. My dad grew biotech cotton. I confess that on the air. And we're very diverse.
Does it wear any different than...
Yeah, does it wear... It doesn't. We've not been able to tell the difference. And we also represent a very diverse group of people in terms of size. Our members are small, direct market. Some of the most amazing organic farmers that I know reside right here in Arizona. Bob McClendon's from McClendon Select, I think of. And I mentioned Arnett Duncan with Duncan Family Farms. Now they're larger. So we have small farms. We have large farms. We have corporate farms. They're family owned, but they might have been incorporated. I think of the Hickmans. They're a family farm, but they're a big farm. So our membership in the Arizona Farm Bureau is very diverse, and we invite anybody and everybody to join us. It's a $59 a year membership if you're not a farmer. John, we charge him a higher price. It's $180 a year because he's a Yuma farmer, and Maricopa County is $180. The rest are $142. But when and I'm a member, I drink the organic champagne or organic wine because I so believe in what Arizona Farm Bureau does. I decided I'm going to keep my ag membership, not just, you know, our family didn't farm anymore. But it's a real value proposition in terms of the member benefits. And then we've got people like John Boltz, who's our first vice president, by the way, for Arizona Farm Bureau, advocating for us on behalf of the industry, and that's really what we need, and it's pretty exciting. So, and then we should be talking a little bit. You brought it up, Romy. Thank you so much. But we've just released our Centennial Red, and we partnered with Yavapai College's Southwest Wine Center, and they actually are teaching students the whole gamut of wine production, including growing wine grapes. And our students developed this red blend. It's a wonderful blend with a variety of mills. So you can, whether you're having pasta or you're going to have a steak that evening, this Centennial Red works really well. And where you can purchase it is at the wine tasting room at the Southwest Wine Center up north and at Yavapai College. So that's something that we can celebrate because we're celebrating Arizona Farm Bureau's 100 years. Been here for some time, and we're planning, the staff is planning the next 100 years.
Excellent. And next hour, I won't jump into it, but we're going to talk about water resources. That's a big part of the next 100 years. But just real quick, we have about a minute and a half left, specifically glyphosate and GMOs, genetically modified organisms. We didn't name those specifically. We would need hours to sit here and talk about those. Well, just in 30 seconds, you're... mindset on those.
Don't worry. There's other things bigger and worse in this world to worry about. Glyphosate is vetted. It's federally regulated. And farmers would not be using it if it was putting the risk on our lives. That, you know, our farmers, they eat what they grow. So it's because it's so highly regulated and so carefully vetted, it's nothing to be worried about. I kind of like your statement. there's other things we need to be worrying about than some of those things that are a little bit trumped up and falsely laid out to the public.
Yeah, and I'd just say if people want to come out and see firsthand what the use of some of these products is like, you know, they're always welcome to reach out to me on social media, come down to Yuma and show them around. No one should be concerned about glyphosate or biotech crops. They're perfectly safe, and they actually save a tremendous amount of pesticide use.
Yeah. And you know, certain news outlets, and especially, like you mentioned earlier, attorneys would have you believe otherwise. When you go see it firsthand, you're really like, oh, wow.
There's nothing here.
This is eye-opening. It's a revolution. So get in touch with Desert Premium Farms and check it out yourself. Or you know what? Grow your own.
That's great, too.